great hits right here on 790 WAKY. 14 before 7 now, 646 at Wacky Radio. An update from Stan in the newsroom and a traffic update in just a couple of minutes. Up to 65 this afternoon with some sunshine, down to 47 overnight tonight. Tomorrow, more sunshine, up to 67. A little cool for this time of year, though. Take a jacket on your way out this morning. It's 51 from the Showcase Studios here at the 4th Avenue Mall at 790 WAKY. The great hits right here on 790 WAKY with Ambrosia, the biggest part of me. Good morning, 7:09 now at Wacky Radio. This is Joe Elliott coming up next hour. A chance for you to win tickets to the Foster Brooks Pro Celebrity Golf Tournament at the Hurstburn Country Club coming up this Monday. And a chance for you to get registered to win tickets to anywhere in the world the TWA flies, in addition to hotel accommodations from our good friends over at Woodside Travel. Right now, an update from the newsroom. Here's WAKY News Director Stan Cook.
Employees of the Courier Journal and Louisville Times, skies are cloudy. We have 51 degrees at 790 WAKY.
Well, you've been doing pretty good the last couple of days, Mr. Cook, on the celebrity birthdays. Let's see how you do today, being right. May the 20th of 86. A lot of interesting birthdays today. My favorite actor of all time, Jimmy Stewart.
Jimmy Stewart. Oh, you gotta like Jimmy.
How old would you say Jimmy is today?
77.
Oh, you're so close. 78 today.
Why is it I miss it by one?
I don't know. You seem to do that. I thought you'd be real close, though, on Jimmy Stewart. Apparently, he was a colonel in the service for a while, and his voice teacher gave up on trying to teach Jimmy a Dutch accent, but she did suggest he come back if he ever wanted to master English.
A Dutch accent.
That's right. So, but Jimmy is 78 today. Uh-huh. How about comedian George Gobel?
Oh, George Gobel. I'm going to say George, 67.
67. He got
right
on the money here.
Yeah.
How about the Mad Dogs and Englishman man, Joe Cocker, is how old today?
Joe Cocker. Yeah, that's an interesting... 42.
You're high. You're okay. not cheating this morning,
no,
Mr.
sir.
Cook.
No, sir. What am I going to win for this now?
One more.
Okay.
One more.
All right.
Cher has a birthday today. And I'll give you a little hint. It might be a bit of a traumatic day for Cher today.
40,
that's right. Boy, this guy is 3 for 4. He missed the other one. He missed the other one by one. We're going to have to go back there in the newsroom and see if he's cheating this morning.
Joe Elliott.
With more of the greatest hits of all time coming up at Wacky Radio. Good morning. It's 6:58 now, 2 before 7.
790 WAKY.
What do you think? You think anybody really gets 3 out of 4 on celebrity birthdays? I'm going to have to go back in the newsroom and check this out here. It's 7:02 as we're playing the greatest hits of all time on 790 WAKY.
Come on over, baby.
A whole lot of shaking going on from the killer, Jerry Lee, as we play the great hits here on 790 WAKY. Good morning, this is Joe Elliott at Wacky Radio. It's 7:05. Let's get another traffic update now. Here's Officer Mike Simpson of the Jefferson County Police. Mike?
All right, Joe, we're working an injury accident now on the Greenbelt Highway out in the southwest area of the county. I'm Mike Simpson, the Jefferson County Police.
It's 7:05 now at Wacky Radio. Some light showers reported in the area, some light drizzle in some portions of Kentucky, but we should have sunshine today. From the National Weather Service, they're looking for a top temperature of about 65, down to 47 overnight tonight, and tomorrow sun and 67. Right now, 51 from the Showcase Studios here on the 4th Avenue Mall at 790 WAKY.
In my most secure moment,
playing them the greatest hits of all time here on 790 WAKY. It's the association there at 7:09. Good morning, this is Joe Elliott at Wacky Sports. The Louisville Redbirds were rained out last night at the Oklahoma City 89ers. Redbirds now go on the road. They'll start a 3-game series in Nashville tonight. The Reds and Cardinals had the night off last night, but they will face each other in St. Louis. And by the way, you can watch that one on Channel 41 this evening at 8:30. Steffi Graf upset Martina Navratilova and won last night in the West German Open, and Stan Allback has been dismissed, shown the door, given the pink slip as coach of the Chicago Bulls. Look for Doug Collins to get that job. That will be the 10th Bulls coach in the last 11 years. It's 7:10 now from Wacky Radio, and we have a chance for you to win tickets to anywhere in the world the TWA flies, in addition to hotel accommodations from our good friends over at Woodside Travel. What you need to do to get registered is to remember this hour's TWA destination, which is London. London, England. Now, a little later on this hour, I'll be asking you to give me a call and tell me the TWA destination for this hour, London, England, and it's worth two tickets to this Monday's Pro Celebrity Golf Tournament, the Foster Brooks Pro Celebrity Golf Tournament at the Hirshburn Country Club, and we'll get you registered to win those two tickets to anywhere in the world the TWA flies and the hotel accommodations from Woodside Travel. London, England, this hour's TWA destination.
I'm Hooked Chevrolet Isuzu.
Booth sponsored by the South Central Indiana chapter of Young Dairymen.
At 13 past 7, let's get another traffic update now. Here's Officer Mike Simpson of the Jefferson County Police. Mike?
All right, Joe, still working accidents on the Green Belt just south of Cane Run, County Police.
All right, thank you, Mike. We'll check back with you in just a little bit here. 13 past 7 at Wacky Radio, up to 65 today. This light drizzle in the area is going to move away, and we'll have sunshine this afternoon. Then down to 47 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunny and 67. Light rain and 51 now at 790 WAKY.
Godless on a mountain top.
Morning, it's 16 past 7 now as we're playing the greatest hits of all time right here on 790 WAKY. Stan Cook updates us from the newsroom after Laura Branigan on Wacky. Great hits here on 790 WAKY. Good morning, 20 after 7 now at Wacky Radio. And a little later on this hour, a chance for you to win two tickets to the Foster Brooks Pro Celebrity Golf Tournament coming up at the Hirshburn Country Club this Monday. And we'll get you registered to win that trip to anywhere in the world the TWA flies, in addition to hotel accommodations from Woodside Travel. But right now, let's get updates on news and traffic. First to the newsroom, here's WAKY News Director Stan Cook.
Governor Collins is due in Bardstown later today for a news conference. Why?
Well, everybody's doing it now, Stan. It looks like Nancy Reagan participated in one. Lots of sports stars have done them. And now, Bob Knight has his own video to sell to people these days.
Mr. Knight has gone to the videos, huh?
That's right. Going to be giving you some coaching tips on basketball, hosted by yours truly, Mr. Warmth, Bob Knight. What do you think, Stan? I think Bob could have a future on cable TV. He could get on that awful late night show with Bob Braun. Have you ever seen that one?
Yes, I have, unfortunately.
And, you know, Bob could kind of take us through all kinds of various strategies. Great defensive coach. Yeah. Could talk about that.
Yeah, courtside manner.
Courtside manner would be good. Yeah. Chair throwing, that would be a good one. How to build your players' confidence in a game.
Yeah.
That might be a good one for Bob to talk about.
Dealing with technical fouls.
Winning officials over. That would be
yes.
That would be one that Bob could address.
Yeah. Another one. This would be a good one. Wearing apparel. Coaches wearing apparel. Yeah.
Good relations with the alumni.
Absolutely.
Bob could address that. All available, Stan, on 6 long playing 90 minute cassettes and your own workbook, only $295. What do you think?
Yeah, not available in any store.
Right, not available in any store, but for you to enjoy in the privacy of your own home. We had to write Coach Knight a letter. Maybe we'll get him started on this one. 24 after 7 now at Wacky Radio. Fast 7 as we're playing the greatest hits of all time right here on 790 WAKY.
Midnight at the Oasis.
The great hits here on 790 WAKY. Maria Maldauer there, a little Midnight at the Oasis. It's 7:32 now, 28 before 8 at 790 WAKY. Time for another traffic update. Here's Mike Simpson of the Jefferson County Police. Mike?
Joe, we still have officers out on the scene of that earlier injury accident. I'm Mike Simpson of the Jefferson County Police.
You make the coffee this morning, Mike?
No, I'm not going to claim that, and I haven't had any yet. Bad news.
I wonder, I've been asking all around the building this morning, and nobody has claimed to have made that stuff.
Huh. Santa Claus has come down the chimney.
Santa Claus's worst enemy has come down the chimney and deposited the coffee here at Wacky Radio. We'll have to investigate this a little further. We'll check back with you in a little bit here, Mike. It's 27 before 8 now at Wacky Radio.
Dancing,
we've got the great... greatest hits of all time here on 790 WAKY. Jackson Boys and the Dancing Machine. It's 7:36 now, 24 before 8. Good morning. This is Joe Elliott at Wacky Radio. In Wacky Sports, I'm typing in my resume today. I'm Jerry Krause up in Chicago this afternoon. He has had 10 coaches in the last 11 years for his NBA team, the Chicago Bulls. And he gives them all three-year contracts. Paul Westhead, Kevin Lockery, and Stan Allback have all coached the team in the last 3 years. They've all gotten three-year contracts from anywhere from $100,000 to $200,000 a year. What do you think? I can just roll the dice and see what he says. Look for Doug Collins to be the next coach of the Bulls. They just fired Stan Allback yesterday, and the parade of coaches continues up there in Chicago. Also, Patrick Ewing of the Knicks was named NBA Rookie of the Year yesterday. And in baseball, the Louisville Redbirds rained out last night against Oklahoma City. They'll be taking on Nashville in Nashville tonight. Reds and Cardinals had the day off. They will play each other tonight in St. Louis. It's 23 before 8 now at Wacky Radio. And tonight on the Classic LP Review, Tom Hardin has the greatest hits of the Righteous Brothers. It's 20 before 8 at Wacky Radio. Up to 65, this light rain that's in the area should be gone by sometime this afternoon, and we'll have some partly sunny skies down to 47 overnight tonight. Tomorrow, more sunshine on the way up to 67. Light rain and 49 now at 790 WAKY. Great hits here on 790 WAKY. Big chill song from Marvin Gaye there, and I heard it through the grapevine. Need to make it to work or school by 8 this morning. You've got 17 minutes to make it at 743 at Wacky Radio. The great hits here on 790 WAKY. It's 7:47 now, 13 before 8. Good morning, this is Joe Elliott at Wacky Radio. How'd you like to win that trip to anywhere in the world the TWA flies, in addition to hotel accommodations from Woodside Travel? Well, if you call the number 7 right now at 571-WAKY, and you can tell me the TWA destination for this hour, we'll give you two tickets to the Foster Brooks Pro Celebrity Golf Tournament and get you eligible to win that trip. Caller 7 at 571-WAKY. The great hits here on 790 WAKY. Why do fools fall in love from Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers there? It's 10 before 8. This is Joe Elliott. Congratulations to Lisa Clyer of Louisville. Lisa knew that London, England was this hour's TWA destination, so she wins herself two tickets to the Foster Brooks Pro Celebrity Golf Tournament, and she's also eligible to win that trip to anywhere in the world the TWA flies, in addition to hotel accommodations from Woodside Travel. More chances to win coming up this morning here at 790 WAKY, but right now at 10 before 8, an update from the newsroom. We'll also get you updated on traffic, too. Here's WAKY News Director Stan Cook.
CIA Director WAKY.
Well, Stan, on this date in 1506, Christopher Columbus died in chains in Spain. He fell out of favor with Queen Isabel and the whole crew over there in Spain because he wasted all that time and money over there in the New World.
And he died in chains.
Died in chains. Died a broken man in 1506. And it was on this date in 1927 that Lucky Lindy took off. Charles Lindbergh took off in the Spirit of St. Louis and made it 33 and one half hours later across the Atlantic and landed in Paris. One of the real American heroes of the early 20th century. Lindy had no heat, light, radio, or rotten airplane food. And in 1939, Pan Americans offered a flight across the Atlantic, and they had all four.
Plus a movie.
Plus a movie. Maybe so.
Yeah, probably.
Probably so. Thank you, Stan.
Joe Elliott.
It's 3 before 8 as we're playing more of the greatest hits of all time here at Wacky Radio.
790 WAKY Global.